Are you ready for Star Time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound. Oh. while back in the jungle.
Hog. All right, this is the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. We had another little Saturday's Hound and Dent's excellent adventure.
You know.
Part XXVV11.
Beautiful set there, Hound.
You like that, huh?
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was, what was that? The last thing we heard, that was Royal Earl and his Swinging Cools with the Royal Earl Shuffle. We heard Fender Slim with Fender Rock, Wild Jimmy Spruill scratching, Mickey Guitar Baker shake walking, and we opened up with the Charlie Lucas combo in walking.
I like that Mickey Baker guy.
Yeah, I got. You gonna see this thing?
No. What, a CD? That.
No, two CD.
Oh man!
Look at that. Some good pictures in there.
I'll take a look.
I like
that.
Sylvia.
It's Ian and Sylvia.
No, Mickey and Sylvia.
Or Mickey and Sylvia, rather?
Whole other ballgame.
No, yeah. I understand that.
What we got for you today, we did so many theme sets last week that when we listened back to the tape of the show, we realized the whole thing was unlistenable.
Yeah, that was pretty grim. Pat Boone.
Yeah. All those British
really
Billy,
you,
Billy
yeah,
Fury.
Wimp Rock Extravaganza.
So what we got today is
are you going to make
like,
up for it today, I hope?
Yeah, I guess we got almost no themes. We just got, we'll do the blues and Hillbilly Hangover, a vibe report maybe from wherever Roscoe may be, and then News
Memphis,
for the Stupid.
Memphis, I think, right?
Oh, right, Memphis.
Elvis
and,
Land.
And a whole pile of trashy old 45s, including a lot of new ones I picked up over at Kix Magazine headquarters this week.
All right.
Gave myself a birthday present.
Oh, I thought you like
big stack of wax.
Left stuff there.
No.
Oh, you got the run of the place? Not the run of the place, but you got
I get first choice, of what they sell, and they do a lot of selling of records. And
the
I also
archives.
But we also got the world debut. Well, actually, Billy played it when he was on here, but pretty much the world debut of the Junior Rayman EP, which is Link Ray's little nephew who would have taken over Link's crown had he lived.
How long did he last?
Until about age 16, I think. Something
really?
Like that.
How did he go, do you know?
I think he either drowned or died in a motorcycle accident. I think he drowned in a motorcycle accident.
either a Dennis Wilson or a Dwayne Allman.
Yeah. So we'll do all that, and then we'll go home. Mm-hmm. Let's get to it. Okay, what do we got here? Chuck Higgins. How about it?
Look, man, that must be a pot owl. I'm a real gone hound dog. God bless Higgins. I'm a real gone hound dog. God bless Higgins. I didn't want your love. All I wanted was to go. You bought me a Cadillac. Bunch of real fine clothes. Bunch of real gone clothes. Now you broke and you busted. Well, that's the way it goes. I'm a real gone hound dog. Don't need you no more. I'm a real gone hound dog. Don't need you no more. You ain't got no more money. That's why I let you go. Oh yeah, man, everything is alright. You know, you're a real good show. I know I'm a real cool loving hound dog. All the women are crazy about me. It's cruise, man. Take your time, no hurry. I know I'm a gone hound dog, and they all just love me, man.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
Of the way
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Went bowling the other night. Started drinking and got real tight. I blew each and all my friends. Felt so good I had to blow again. I said, hey bartender, hey man, look here. Draw one, draw two, draw three, four glasses of beer. Saw a chick sitting on the end. I said, baby, can't we be friends? You look as sweet as you can be. Come on down and drink with me. I said, hey, bartender, hey, man, look here. Draw one, draw two, draw three, four glasses of beer. Much fun. Didn't know it was half past one. Sat down to have one more. Looked the clock and it was almost four. I said, hey bartender, hey man, look here. Draw one, draw two, draw three, four glasses of beer. Jukebox playing and everything. All the cats began to sing. I heard somebody call it last round for alcohol. I said, hey, bartender. Hey, bartender. Hey, bartender. Hey, bartender. Hey, bartender. Hey, bartender. Glasses of beer.
Why don't you put that small mind to some constructive use?
Well, everybody's got a baby. Everybody's got a baby but me. Ooh, everybody's got a woman. Everybody's got a woman but me. Well, everybody's getting loving. Everybody's getting hugging but me. I got a baby with convertible, the trailer right to go. I got a parking place to sit at the driving movie show. Everybody's got a baby, everybody's got a baby than me. Well, everybody's getting hugged, everybody's getting loving than me. I got a hyperphonograph, I want the credit to play. I want to move, I want to groove, but the girls say no today. Everybody's got a baby, everybody's got a baby than me. That's right. Well, everybody's getting hugged, everybody's getting loving than me. Well, I wash my face and brush my teeth and slicken up my hair, and then I go to pick my baby up, but she's no longer there. Everybody's got a baby, everybody's got a baby with me. Well, everybody's getting hugged, everybody's getting loving with me. But as soon as I begin to play the women leave the room, everybody's got a baby, everybody's got a baby but me. Well, everybody's getting hugging, everybody's getting loving but me. Now I finally found the baby doll, I thought she was my own, but my buddy answered when I called her on the telephone. Everybody's got a baby, everybody's got a baby but me. Well, everybody's getting hugging, everybody's getting loving but me. Well, everybody's got a baby, everybody's got a baby but me. Woo! Well, everybody's got a woman, everybody's got a woman. Nobody's got a woman but me. Uh-huh. Well, everybody's getting hurt. Everybody's got loving but me. Yeah.
Well, I bet I'll do y'all's favorite song. Goes like this here.
Back in the States.
Right. This is the Hound, WFMU East Orange. Roscoe Gordon, Bop With Me Baby. We heard Warren Miller, Everybody's Got a Baby. That's on a CD. It's like the best of Imperial Rockabilly.
Is that the same guy I Don't Got No Baby?
No, but you know, I figured it'd be easy.
Warren,
I have all these records anyway. I figure I'd buy this thing. It's got 30 songs. I can get it, bring it to the station.
And?
It's impossible to cue a CD. It's impossible to get the thing to play on time.
CDs.
They're kind of worthless.
It's the future.
We had Floyd Dixon with Hey Bartender. The Vibes, Pretty Baby. We opened up with Chuck Higgins, Real Gone Hound Dog. Anyway, so what is going on here today?
Tons of fun, Hound.
Yeah, tons of fun. Okay, we got some news, I guess. This was sent in by Cub reporter Andy Schwartz. I like this one. According to Mervyn Kahn, Jerry Lee Lewis's European tour promoter, the Ivory Tickler not only demanded a sex session with three French prostitutes, but also justified his raunchy request by quoting the Old Testament line, "Man should not be deprived of women."
Yeah, the killer.
He thinks he's God and demands to be treated that way, Kahn tells this week's Globe, adding that one of the killer's aides got three pretty rough girls in their 20s and 30s for Lewis.
Pretty rough.
I don't know whether they did anything or if they even got paid, says Kahn, who claims the pianist owes him $160,000 for damages and unpaid bills.
It's a Gerala.
Yeah. Can we do one more from the rock desk, you think?
Rocking his life away.
Since this is on the same page.
Yeah, go for it.
Aerosmith.
Hoping it had something to do with Aerosmith.
Aerosmith guitar player Joe Perry. And what do you do with your money? Well, he's investing it in his future.
Oh, yeah, this is a great one.
He's offering an Iowa family $250,000, or pretty much what WFMU's expense budget is for next year. To relocate
Half a million dollars,
their dead relative to another grave so that so that he, Perry, can be buried next to his hero, Jimi Hendrix.
Well, you know.
What's going on in the production?
Otherwise, he would have just spent it on coke.
Yeah. Well, nice to see he's investing his Copex wisely. Something's leaking
looking
in my headphones.
The
look, what, is there a noise coming from somewhere else?
Is
the floor vibrating
anything,
underneath us?
But I don't have headphones on.
Oh.
How about this story, Hound? This Mayport, Florida? Is that anywhere near...
I don't know.
Your,
never heard of it.
Stomping grounds?
No. I don't know.
A pair of human feet still clad in sneakers were found in the belly of a shark caught by a commercial fishing boat, the U.S. Coast Guard said yesterday. The crew of the Patricia Ann, a fishing boat out of Daytona Beach, reported by radio Wednesday afternoon they had found the feet while gutting an 8 to 10 foot long shark in the Atlantic Ocean off northeastern Florida. There we go. Coast Guard dispatched a boat to pick up the remains and turn them over to Jacksonville homicide detectives who are trying to identify them. Nice job. Here, guys. Find out who these belong to.
Anybody lose their feet?
Yeah. Asa Higgs, good name, a police spokesman, said the shoes and remains were taken to the medical examiner's office. A Jacksonville cop and another man have been missing since their boat capsized April 27th, so they have a lead on the feet.
Mm-hmm. Scary.
Right?
That means the shark just sort of got, you know...
Yeah, you can imagine.
Ouch. Oh, more of that foot dangling over the side of the boat thing.
Yeah. Okay, we got things to announce here.
Yeah, there must be some rock events happening.
Yeah, there's Roscoe's gang.
Oh, yeah,
Roscoe's
the premier rock
long-haired
event
power gang next Friday at Woody's in Manhattan. And Roscoe wants you all to know that Woody's cut their beer price to $2.50 a beer. That's not bad.
Yeah, that is not bad.
Oh, we'll tell you about our weekly rock experience.
But it does
later.
Cost $50 to get in.
I don't think it costs that. And the world-famous Blue Jays are on the same bill.
Oh, yeah?
Sleepy La Beef is over at Maxwell's next Friday.
Sleepmeister is
and
still
we just visited by a couple of DJs who are putting on this Biazzi's Ballroom thing. It is until June 30th, but we'll let you know now. Arlene Smith and the Chantels, because it is a local thing at Biazzi's Ballroom in Bloomfield. And for ticket information, call 746-8653 or 483-3980. They came down and made a personal appearance, said hi. You know,
they were good.
And more on that as it gets closer to the date.
Speaking of clubs, didn't you have an experience?
We'll go into it later, because I do have to go on a complete tirade about my like attempt to go out and see music.
This is the No Wimp Rock show.
Den's ban on Wimp Rock.
Ban on Wimp Rock after last
week. Anyway.
We'll get a Hound tirade later on.
Yeah, we get a tirade on
clean.
You know,
clean the tape heads.
Reasons to stand. Anyway, what we do have, we got Hillbilly Hangover. Right now.
I hope so.
And I think what we're going to do is start off with, if I could find it, maybe I didn't bring it? No, I know I brought it. We got some of this upcoming Hazel Atkins record. Only it's not on a record because it's not out yet. It's on a tape. It's called Moon Over Madison. That's an album of all country material. And there's another record coming out, be released, I believe, simultaneously called Peanut Butter Rock and Roll, which is all rockers.
Are these all originals, do you know, by the way? Does he cover some country songs? He must cover some country songs.
Yeah, he's got a few covers on there. I don't remember what the country covers were. I know he does Let It Rock and Blue Suede Shoes and The Slop on the Peanut Butter Rock and Roll album.
Good deal.
But, okay, I think we're sort of ready to go. So, Hillbilly Hangover time with the Haze. 1, 2, 3...
Presenting the greatest, yes, the greatest. Better wife at home. I go out in
short day. I work hard over this ADC. Yeah, to get away. I think I've got a wife at home. But when I come back, she was gone. She eat all my commodity beef, but she wouldn't eat peanut butter. So that's why she left me alone. So I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna leave this place too.
City, honey, baby, where they don't want you. Now they call me Pretty Papa, the swellest guy in town. The women's all crazy about me, but my good gal turned me down. She done moved, she done moved, she done moved to Kansas City, honey, baby, where they don't want you. Now I went up on Broadway, looking down Beale, looking for the gal that they call Lucille. She done moved, she done moved, she done moved to Kansas City, honey, baby, where they don't want you. Now fooling around in Nashville, as blue as I can be, looking for that blonde that made a chump out of me. She done moved, she done moved, she done moved to Kansas City, honey, baby, where they don't want you.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
You know, Hound here.
Here we are.
Today's Hillbilly Hangover for that nice swamp weather Memorial Day weekend. Aren't you glad you stayed in town, folks? Right? Sit in traffic for 6 hours to get somewhere and then it'd be raining. Like, that was Ernest Tubb by request, Kansas City Blues. Counting backwards, Curtis Gordon with Caffeine and Nicotine, Den Speedball, as we call it. Harmonica Frank Floyd, Howl and Tom Cat. Think, what do you think, Bob Dylan's grandfather?
I think you're right.
Yeah. Roy Hall, Dirty Boogie. And we open up with Hazel Atkins and ADC and Me.
It's a hit, I believe.
It is a hit. Oh, boy. So.
You got news, Hound? I guess we have all
We got all kinds of news.
Over here.
We got, we got a follow up there. You got the, that thing in your hand there? Yeah. I think that's the one. A follow up to a story we've been reporting over the last few weeks is the Axl Rose Aaron Everly marriage.
Uh-huh.
It's officially over, I guess.
Oh, too bad.
26 days.
We kind of knew that, right?
26 days worth of marriage and, Axl Rose, lead singer of Guns and Roses, both of those groups, filed for divorce from Erin Everly, daughter of Phil and Don Everly, and citing too many differences. And, you know, it was the schmata on his head she didn't go for. I know it. She said...
The Miami Steve wrote of said, Morgenstern.
She said, the schmata, buddy. And the axe didn't dig it. So...
There you
I
go.
Hope she gets a ton of money
you
in a divorce settlement.
It.
Yeah, maybe if you... Yeah, maybe that was all I was keeping his brains in. Wow, you see this thing? That TV star's book blamed in Elvis' suicide?
I didn't get a chance to read that yet.
That's confusing.
All right, well...
What's the deal?
The source of this is, of course, Albert Goldman, who is not a great source. But he's going around trying to hype an article he wrote in Life magazine, which hits the stands next week, saying that Elvis committed suicide, and the reason for his suicide was that book, Elvis, What Happened, which is, if you've never read that book, folks, you really ought to read it.
It's
a great book on total overboard rock star
indulgence.
And remember,
while you're reading it, that it came out before Elvis.
Right.
So Elvis read the book.
Yeah, it came out, it was written by a TV news personality, Steve Dunleavy, along with three of Elvis's former bodyguards, Sonny and Red West,
right.
And some other fat guy with like arms that look like canned hams.
And a beard.
Yeah, and a beard and a gun, you know. Anyway, the book came out about a month before Elvis died, and according to Mr. Goldman, a Columbia University professor, not the kind of guy to go around writing books on rock and roll, if you ask
Albert
me.
Albert Goldman.
Elvis was terrified that his audience would see him for the first time stripped naked with all the kinkiness they never suspected. And that he committed suicide because of this book. I don't really believe that. This is also the same guy that said Elvis was petrified by his ugly hillbilly pecker.
You read the book, right?
Yeah.
The 560-page National Enquirer Elvis biography.
It wasn't much of a book.
It was true. Yeah, well, you know, he hated hillbillies, he hated blacks, he hated rock and roll. And he hated Elvis. And
he wrote a book on him.
Book.
Yeah. But although you got to give him credit for one thing, he also hated Yoko Ono.
Did you read any excerpts from that book?
Yeah,
the ones
that were in the paper I read. I like the claim that Yoko set up Paul McCartney for the pot bust. I might actually believe that one.
Oh, I was flipping through Us magazine. Is that Jan Wenner's? Yeah, that is Jan Wenner's deal, right?
Jan Wenner's
Us magazine. And there was a almost full-page picture of your favorite soon-to-be rock star.
Roscoe?
Little Shawnee.
Shawnee. Shawnee
Ono Lennon.
Yeah.
And he's in front of a microphone. They're recording this, you know, like the Elvis album. A bunch of guys doing Elvis songs. This is a bunch of guys doing John Lennon songs. And he's recording I am the Walrus.
Cuckoo Ka-Choob.
You know.
Yeah.
And he had the little glasses, you know.
Well,
the whole deal.
I don't know. It might have actually more musical value than Bruce Springsteen's version of Viva Las Vegas.
How could it not?
That's truly putrid.
And pointless.
And pointless. And bad.
And humorless. And it doesn't have the
I like that he's playing with Toto now. He got sick of his own guys wearing schmatas on their head and went and got Toto to back him up.
Toto.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, Sally, you got something from the animal desk? Something to lighten the thing up here?
Yeah, I got a story about a horse named Tennessee. This horse broke loose from its carriage outside Central Park yesterday, sending 3 taxis to the body shop and 1 cabbie to the hospital for repairs.
I hope it's one of those guys who tried to run me over this week on my bicycle.
Really, this is a tough horse. I like this horse. Tennessee bolted across Central Park South. I guess he was mad as hell, couldn't take it anymore.
Headed to the bar at the plaza, no doubt.
Running into 3 taxi cabs before he was corralled. The horse was unhurt, but taxi driver Oscar Ortega went to New York Hospital with minor neck injuries. That old whiplash by horse.
Sue a horse.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, that those horses that pull those wagons around, not a good thing.
Pull the wagons or the carriages?
I mean, the carriages.
You had a solution to that.
Yeah, use mules.
Yeah, because nobody knows what mules are anymore anyway.
Well, first off, nobody in New York would know the difference between a mule and a horse.
Right.
They're a lot more sturdy. They take the hot weather better. You know, you see those, I mean, the cops, they do keep their horses in okay shape for the city, but those horses pulling those carts around Central Park, they're in bad shape.
Yeah, but
shape.
Mules, though, they might sit down on you because they don't take a lot of
Yeah,
but they have the perfect temperament for New York City mules. They're just like the people.
But Hound, I think Ed Koch had the solution. Hats and diapers.
Hats and diapers? Yeah, that was a good
remember
one.
Remember that?
Was that for him?
How about
for the horses. You remember that?
How about, what do you call it? Rickshaws.
Hats and diapers, yeah. Rickshaws.
Rickshaws.
Red Fox's rickshaw service.
Yeah. Anyway, this is WFMU East Orange. I am the Hound. Okay, more rock and roll. More records.
Yeah.
Okay, we got one queued up. Mr. H-Bomb Ferguson.
Walk tight, little tank. Everything's all right. Hold tight, little tank. We're gonna love every night. We're gonna have a party. Just you and me. I'll give you my money.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go.
That's Carl Perkins, Mr. Blue Suede Shoes in person, and he's coming to Richmond direct from the Perry Como TV show. Carl Perkins will rock and roll into the Mosque Auditorium for two great shows, Sunday, May 27th, 3 and 8 p.m. Hear him sing Blue Suede Shoes, Honey Don't, and his sensational new Boppin' the Blues. There'll be Johnny Cash and the Tennessee Two with Cry, 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 Folsom Prison Blues, Rock and Roll Ruby with Warren Smith and his great rock and roll band, the new sensation Roy Orbison and his Teen Kings with Ooby Dooby.
Rib baby, jump over here when you do the ooby dooby, I just gotta be near
you. And the rockin' daddy Eddie Bond and the Stompers. It's a great country rock and roll show starring the new sensation of the nation, Mr. Blue Suede Shoes, Carl Perkins in person. Buy your tickets now for Johnny Cash, Warren Smith, Roy Orbison, Eddie Bond, and Mr. Blue Suede Shoes, Carl Perkins in person, Sunday, May 27th, 3 and 8 p.m. at the Mosque in Richmond.
My fault, I miss it. Yeah, man. I'm still messing up. Give me a draw and see you. That was a song. I know there was. Here we go now, man. If I mess up again, I'm going to bust my guitar. It's cost too much money, didn't it?
Start it off here.
Well, on the outskirts of town, there's a little night spot. Then drops in about 5 o'clock. Night is short. He reached in his pocket and he flashed a quarter and hollered, "Rave on, children, I'm with you. Rave on, cats," he cried. "It's almost dawn and the cops are gone. Let's all get picture bright." Now Sam got happy and he started racing. He jerked out his razor, but he wasn't shaking. And all the cats knew to jump and hop. But he was born and raised in a butcher shop. He hollered, "Rave on, children, I'm with ya. Rave on, catch a fright. It's almost dawn and the cops are gone. Let's all get Dixie fried." Shout. They all ran in to see what it was about. And I heard him holler when they led him away. He turned his head and this is what he had to say. "Hollered, rave on, children, I'm with you. Rave on, cats," he cried. "It's almost dawn and the cops are gone. Let's all get Dixie fried." Yeah, the black cross body tossed a note to his dip. Said, "It ain't my fault, hon, that I'm in here. But hollered, rave on, children, I'm with you. Rave on, cats," he cried. "It's almost dawn and the cops ain't gone. And I've been dignified."
This is George Foreman. I want to tell you about the Joe Louis School of Elocution. Everybody always asks me how was I able to communicate so well, and I tell them I owe it all to my bright personality and large vocabulary, and I owe it all to Joe Louis. He's my idol. Not only could he fight real good, but he was one of the baddest talkers around. Everybody was always impressed with what he said when they could understand him. And it's the same with me. I never used to give interviews because everybody would always wind up laughing when I talked. I used to get mad and have to kick their butt. But then a friend of mine, Rocky Graziano, told me about the Joe Louis School of Electrocution, and now when I speak, nobody laughs at me, at least nobody laughs to my face. So you've been having problems communicating. Come on down and learn the secrets of one of the masters of the spoken word, Joe Louis. Also find out about the Joe Louis School of Money Management, Joe Louis School of Existential Philosophy, and Joe Louis School of Computer Programming. That's where I'm enrolled now. Hey, man, see you around.
No more.
All our service in the day after school. Where for you instead of playing pool. Keep the stars so spick and span. Please, Mr. Johnson, be a real nice man.
Do our best, show command. If you let us work behind a candy stand. When you go shopping, we'll watch the store.
Please, Mr. Johnson.
No more. No more.
Do our best, with your command. You let us work behind the candy stand. When you go shopping, we'll watch the store. Please, Mr. Johnson.
No more.
Please, Mr. Johnson.
No more.
Please, Mr. Johnson.
I said no more.
Peanuts, get your red hot peanuts. Can't tell the players without some peanuts. Oh, excuse me. I was just doing some ball game vending the professional way. Friends, how many times have you been to the ballpark and wish you could toss peanuts, pour beer, and make change just like us pros? Well, now at last, this dream can become a reality when you enroll at West Coast School for Famous Ballpark Vendors. What's that you say? Your vocal cords could never last through the third inning, and you thought that only college graduates could qualify for the position? Well, once you take our simple 3-year program at West Coast, you'll... Oh, excuse me. Just like I'm just playing back the tape of a commercial I recently did for another famous West Coast trade school. Does announcing commercials like these sound like fun? You bet it is. And when you enroll at West Coast Famous School for Famous School Announcing, you'll have a chance to announce a commercial just like this one. What's that you say? Your voice is so dull, you yourself even have trouble staying awake when you talk? Well, when you enroll at West Coast Famous School for Famous School Announcing, we'll show you how to talk the real way, the professional way.
The spots on a leopard, fleas on a hound. I'm a getting tired of you a dogging me around. Gonna join a flea circus, yeah. Join a flea circus, baby. You don't stop the things you're doing, God, it's gonna be a rule. I'm gonna join a flea circus, baby, and I'm leaving town. The stripes on a polecat, claws on a lion. I'm a getting tired of you a cheating me all the time. I'm gonna join a flea circus, honey. Join a flea circus, baby. You don't stop the things you're doing, God, it's gonna be your rule. I'm gonna join a flea circus, baby, and I'm leaving town. A turtle has a shell, elephant a trunk. I'm taking all the money, God, but you can keep the junk. I'm gonna join a flea circus, honey. gonna see Texas, baby. You don't stop the things you're doing, God, it's gonna be your rule. I'm gonna see Texas, baby, and I'm leaving town.
I was asking you, sir, why it is that baseball wants this bill passed.
I would say, I wouldn't know, but I would say the reason why they'd want it passed is to keep baseball going as the highest baseball sport that has gone into baseball, and from the baseball angle. I'm not going to speak of any other sport. I'm not in here to argue about other sports. I'm in the baseball business. It's been run cleaner than any baseball business that was ever put out in the 100 years at the present time.
Well, Mr. Mantle, do you have any observations with reference to the applicability of the antitrust laws to baseball?
My views are just about the same as Casey's.
Back in the States.
Right. This is the Hound, WFMU East Orange, with Smiley Lewis. Ain't gonna do it. We're at Bobo Baxter Flea Circus. We're gonna retire that one forever, right?
Retire the name.
The Cadillacs, please, Mr. Johnson. Carl Perkins attempting to get a take on Dixie Fried there.
I like that.
Yeah. Too bad he didn't break the guitar, right? We're up there with H-Bomb Ferguson and Little Tiger. Here. Send out and out to the... My cat, that just about ripped my finger off, right?
About half your hand there. Those are a couple
that's
nasty
some,
scratches.
That's a major scar tissue, huh? I'm accumulating here.
Gotta watch it.
Anyway, what
fighting
is happening
with the woman.
Here? Yeah. Having trouble communicating with teens today, Denwa?
Constantly, always a problem.
I know, me too. Well,
you have an answer, a solution?
We have here the guide to colloquialisms as used by New York teens these days.
So if you have that list with you and they say something to you, you can look up what the words mean.
We're going to translate some of these for you. Okay, if you beam up, that means you're smoking crack.
Uh-huh.
But if you're popping junk, which is, it doesn't mean you're using heroin, it means you're gossiping.
Huh.
Right? This has all been researched in New York City by a team of experts.
No.
For example, a lot of teachers have trouble communicating, so they're compiling these sort of things like, ain't no thing means no problem.
That's fairly obvious.
Well, to Audi, you know what to Audi is?
To Audi?
Yeah.
A-U-D-I?
Right.
No.
It means to run.
Hmm.
You know what a Zimmer is?
Yes, I don't think so.
A girl. Zooty means high or crazy.
That's a new
one. Let's see. You know what shermed means?
Shermed?
Yeah. You think about
time,
it.
Time traveled?
No, it means high on PCP. That must have got here from the West Coast, because on the West Coast they smoke angel dust. They put them to those Sherman cigarettes, pull it on a little string through.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
To cap is to hit somebody. To base is to argue. Let's see. Any other good ones in here? Then a lot of ones that you heard a couple years ago are considered really unfashionable, like diff. That's out.
Dude? Is dude still there?
I guess if you surf, it's okay. a joint could be marijuana to people of our age, or jail, you know, or it could be the fight. Let's see, any other good ones on here? To fly means terrific. Maxing. You know what maxing is?
Power lounge.
Kayak, like relaxing comfortably.
Yeah, power lounge.
A new sack is a new kid. A tweet is a teacher. A pootie, student of a teacher who is no good.
I like toy cop, that's a good one.
Toy cop, a school security officer, yeah. Bust this, watch what I'm doing.
So you got that? There'll be a quiz in a half an hour.
Right. Oh, boy. Anyway, we can play some more records before the Vibe Reporter. We can sit here and babble.
What do you have in mind? What's next on the musical menu?
I don't know. We got some more obits to do, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Morris Levy croaked this week. He was the owner of Roulette Records and also Birdland Nightclub and the Strawberries chain of record stores.
Distant relative to our pal Holly.
Yeah, he was also a partner with George Goldner, who had G Records. And he was involved with Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. Millions of rock and roll records.
Well, and the Chantels, right? The
Chantels. Eventually, yeah. Right. All kinds of, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of records. He was also a fairly known Gambino crime. No, not Gambino. One of those crime families with an Italian name, associate. And he was supposed to go to jail a couple of years ago. He's been fighting it on appeal, so he actually never went to jail.
What were the charges?
You know, what do they have? They have that weird law. Those new racketeering laws.
RICO.
Yeah, he, evidently, most of those charges stemmed from when he was involved with Sugar Hill Records.
Oh, he had Sugar Hill Records?
Well, no, Sylvia, from Mickey and Sylvia, had Sugar Hill Records, but they were all involved in this thing together. Mm. But he was convicted of this racketeering thing. He was fined a lot of money. He ended up selling all his labels. But, you know, one of the great American characters in the music biz.
How about, speaking of dearly departed, The Rock? Rockman?
Rocky Graziano croaked.
Rockmeister. Did you see Jake LaMotta talking about him?
No.
It was good. Did you know they were friends, like lifetime friends?
Yeah, I didn't know
that.
I didn't see him. I didn't even really watch much TV this week. But Ella Pauline Holly, Holley, mother of rock and roll star Buddy Holly, died last week at the age of 87. That's right. Buddy took the E out of his name.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Good choice.
She, in 1979, she had the class to file a lawsuit against the producers of the 1978 movie The Buddy Holly Story, claiming the film inaccurately portrayed their relationship with their son. And I guess they settled out of court on that one. So, yep.
And we didn't mention last week the Samala. Maybe we got to... Like,
well, everybody knows that.
Yeah, but, you know, he deserves a mention.
It just gotta be me.
Yeah, they played that at his funeral. Did you know that?
Not a dry eye
in the house.
I did know that. Not even a dry glass eye in the house. All right, we play a few records and hope the Vibe comes in on time. We got one. What is on the musical menu?
I don't know.
Bust this. Glenn. Glenn.
Well, it's a Saturday night at the old dance hall. He's a ball and a jack and a house and a ball. The cats will pick him up and then they lay him down. The music starts to really dig that sound. Everybody grooving, yes, everybody grooving tonight. Yes, everybody's feeling just right. Everybody's moving, yes, everybody's moving tonight. But you will grab your gal with the hall of your might. But you will hug her once, kiss her twice. But you could tell her what she made us to you. And then you knit about the blues. Everybody's moving, yes, everybody's moving tonight. Everybody's moving, yes, everybody's feeling just right. Everybody's moving, yes, everybody's moving tonight. Well, I want you, gal, and I need you so. Well, you're the kind that's pretty in the know. When I'm dancing so close to you, you know exactly what you to do. Everybody's moving, yes, everybody's moving tonight. Everybody's moving, yes, everybody's feeling this round.
This is a hit!
Come on, baby, do the spot. Next, you're gonna do it. You're gonna do it.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
I got a new pair of shoes, new of my gal. Saturday night, my night to howl. Rock all night, gonna roll all day. Tell them cats to get out of our way. We're gonna rock with a flip, roll with a flop. We're gonna rock and roll, never stop. Telling you, baby, Lord, rock with you. You're flip-flopping mama with a hole in your shoe. For the jukebox, and that ain't all. Got a bottle of brandy, gonna have a ball. Rock this town, rock it right. Gonna rock and roll till broad daylight. Gonna rock with a flip, roll with a flop. We're gonna rock and roll, never stop. I'm telling you, baby, Lord, rock with you. Cause you're flip-flopping mama with a hole in your shoe. Shoes, you're my gal. Saturday night, my night to howl. Rock all night, roll all day. Tell them cats to get out of our way. We're gonna rock with a flip, roll with a flop. We're gonna rock and roll, never stop. Telling you, baby, Lord, to rock with you. Cause you're a flip-flopping mama with a hole in your shoe.
This is a hit.
From my last night's day, grab the phone and call my boss. He said, no use saying your job is lost. I lost my job and I've got to find another. I lost my job and I've got to find another. I lost my job and I've got to find another. I lost my job and I've got to find another. Got up the nerve to tell off the boss. Now my goodness, my job is lost. I lost my job.
As if there isn't any work anywhere. I love my job and
I've got to find another. I love my job and I've got to find another. I love my job and I've got to find another. I love my job and I've got to find another. Got up to nerve, fell off the bar. Now my goodness, my job is lost. I love my job and I've got to find another.
Grocery store,
no working,
and at the shoe store. As if there isn't any work in it. As if there isn't any work anywhere. I love my
job and I've got to find another. I love my job and I've got to find another. I love my job and I've got to find another. I love my job and I've got to find another. Grab the phone and call my boss. He said,
if no use, I'm your job.
I love my job and I've got to find another.
Hold him back, mama. Oh, baby. Mama, I got to get a job. Holy mackerel now.
to my babies the other night. And when I arrived, their lights were shining bright. I knocked on the front door, the back door to wait. I knew my poor baby was with another man. My rocking baby, my rocking baby, my rocking baby. Done rocked away from me. Well, I went around the house, what I heard, my baby was leaving in a thunderbird. She knew much of love, but a word for you. I knew my poor baby had a broken loose. My rocking baby, my rocking baby, my rocking baby.
And my rockin' baby, that's what that was. Bet you didn't know that.
You're right.
The Supremes 4.
You're absolutely right.
I lost my job before their sex changes. Eddie Bond, Flip Flop Mama. The Ecuadors with Sputnik Nick Dance. Glenn, Everybody Moving. That was it. That was that set.
And a fine one it was.
Thank you, Ben.
Yet another fine one. No wimp radio.
Yeah, well, we haven't gotten any yet, right, this week?
Nope. We're doing good. Where's the SCO, do you think? Isn't it about
he's in Memphis.
Vibe time?
Hard to say with him.
Should we try to conjure him with the vibes,
because then we feel like an idiot sitting here waiting. If it comes, it comes.
Yeah, alright.
If it doesn't, then we won't plug his gig. How about that?
Okay, that's good.
No vibe, no plug. See, I like this. A census worker was suspended for violating the confidentiality of one partaker in the census, I guess. He told cops a resident he interviewed appeared to be using marijuana. Now, what kind of creep is that?
That's
kind of sleazy. Spokesman for the U.S. This is in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where there's lots of Mormons. I bet he's a Mormon. Spokesman for the U.S. Census Bureau District Office said yesterday that the worker, Stephen Larson, should have informed his superiors and let them decide whether to tell the police.
That is not against the law. He shouldn't have said,
The law is that they can't give any information on you to any other government agency.
Exactly.
What a sleazy bunch of cretins. The spokesman said the census workers make assurances that nothing will come out of this to anybody other than the Census Bureau. You can't even notify the police when you witness a murder if it occurs in the house you're doing the census.
Really?
But to tell the police, a man appears to be using marijuana.
Well, that's kind of that's beyond murder, I think.
Yeah.
that's a whole nother, you know.
God, you know, there people are just idiots a lot of times.
Just too much of the time.
Yeah.
Let's see, we got one here. Third World Tour.
That's,
you know, I haven't read this, but you tell me it's good. Charleston, West Virginia, my home stomping grounds, more or less. I used to go there a lot in my travels. California Travel Agency. Oh, this is an update on the Third World Tour package from California story. California Travel Agency that plans a Third World Tour through the Appalachia has dropped West Virginia from the itinerary. How can they do that?
Hazel scared them away, no doubt.
For now, anyway, the earlier decision to include West Virginia in the trip angered state officials, who feared the tour would reinforce stereotypes. West Virginia was too distant to be included in the Third World in America tour. Laurie Adams of San Francisco-based Global Exchange said Tuesday. The tour scheduled for June 17th, 27th, 26th will take a look at poverty, socialism, and environmental problems. It was to have two groups, one going to Kentucky and Tennessee. We know a lot of people from those states, and the other visiting Virginia and West Virginia. Now participants will travel in one group. So they've consolidated it to Kentucky, Tennessee, and Southwest Virginia.
That's the Third World in America?
Too bad, yeah.
They should get to 11th Street.
They're kind of missing a lot of territory with
maybe
this
tour. Maybe that's the fourth world.
Yeah.
Speaking of idiots, drug czar William Bennett.
He is truly an idiot.
She's trying to patch things up with Bart Simpson. Oh, aren't you sick of the Simpsons already?
Last year it was
Batman t-shirts. This year it's Simpsons t-shirts.
Yeah. Folks, I still haven't seen that show. Is it any good? You tell me it's all right.
It's not bad, but it's, you know, something to get excited about. Folks, your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, and you really shouldn't advertise products on it, especially, you know, the Simpsons and, you know, somebody's marketing scheme. Anyway, Bennett, during visiting a Pittsburgh drug rehabilitation center on May 16th, spotted a Bart Simpson poster and told the recovering drug addicts, "You guys aren't watching The Simpsons, are you? That's not going to help you in any way." He was asked about his comment again when he spoke to reporters in New Orleans, and he said, "I don't know the guy. I've never met the guy. I've never seen the show. I don't know anything about it, but I touched the button. They all told me to lighten up. They ought to lighten up because I was just kidding," said the director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy in a statement released Thursday by his office.
That was a yoke?
Listen to this. "I'll sit down with the little spikehead and we'll straighten things out," Bennett said. "There's nothing that a Catholic school, a paper route, and a couple of soap sandwiches wouldn't straighten out."
Wait, he isn't aware that this is a cartoon character?
I don't know. The show's producers contacted in Los Angeles.
They must be kind of puzzled.
Yeah. "If our drug czar thinks he can sit down and talk this over with a cartoon character, he must be on something." Yeah, I mean, is he...
I think so. Well, hey, he used to smoke pot with Janis Joplin, right? He's the guy.
I think he gave her that fatal last shot. He gave her a hot shot. Yeah. How's that? Let's start that. Let's spread that rumor around.
Yeah,
we get Albert Goldman on it.
Good one.
Anyway, so Roscoe must be lost in space.
Too bad.
Let's do this. This is it's not exactly the world debut, but it's close enough. We played it once before a couple of months ago when Billy was here. But this record should be out within a week or two. It's the Junior Raymen, which was like the minor league version of Link Ray and his Raymen. It's his Link's nephew and his little pals there.
How many lungs did he have?
How many lungs? Three. Still didn't help him. Anyway, check this out. Bust this. Listen to the little kid.
there you get a nickel. And Bob, you can record this one too. And I'll get a dime. We'll go out and we'll buy some wine, drink a and I'll get a quarter, but I'll go out with a farmer's daughter drinking wine, 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 girl. She drives a rod. She ain't good looking, but she's got a good wine, 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 on a hill. She won't, but her sister will. Drinking wine. Wine, 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 wine. I know a girl, she lives in a tree. Nobody kisses her but Tarzan and me. Drinking wine.
These CD players, if you hit play, it goes back to one after you cue it.
This is dedication.
Man, we'll try it again.
DJ was complaining about
I heard that lot. Yeah, when I was over there listening, that was, man. That's the third time. We're going to hear this Flaming Groovies thing that never came out, but, you know, it only came out on a CD. That's just, otherwise, I would play it on a record. We can't because the CD player will not hold the cue at all. Listen, this is insane. Anyway, I think our Vibe Meister's on the line.
Okay.
Oddly enough. Hello.
It's true, it's true.
Roscoe.
Yo.
Yeah, you saved my life because we were trying to get this cut, you know, playing this Flaming Groovies cut on a CD, and the CD player just won't play it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I was just, you know, having to, like, make apologies for this stinking CD player here. And
some dead air.
And there's the Vibe Report right on the line.
Vibe Report.
Excellente. Hey, kid, how's the tour going?
Pretty good. Coming to you from I-40 in between Memphis and Nashville. We're headed for Memphis. We've been ripping it up big time, having some fun. Good ball club, you know.
The Power Scores Gang. So how is this, is like your debut tour? How are the gigs going?
It's been amazing. Everyone's been better, and the first one was really great. So, and we had a lot of people down there like witnessing the whole thing, and we did. So we've done three in Memphis, or three in Nashville, and one in St. Louis. Now we're in Memphis, and then we're going. We saw Lou Whitney. He was there last night. And then we're heading to Springfield to cut some tunes.
Beautiful.
We could probably play something on the Vibe Report next week.
Wow, well, aren't you going to be at Woody's next week?
Yeah, next Friday.
Next Friday.
Yeah. With the Jays.
The Roscoe's Gang. So this is actually the New York debut of this Roscoe's Gang lineup.
Yeah, this is the real deal. Real deal. And we got new T-shirts, too.
Oh, yeah?
Pictures of you and Warner.
Like, what's up? Sorry about that.
Pictures of you and Warner with big grins on your faces?
Yeah, we got that. We've just been having too much fun.
Yeah. All right.
But I got to go. I'm standing at this Texaco, and there's a whole bunch of people waiting on the line. So we got to get humping to make the sound check. And we'll see you next Saturday. We'll see you Friday at Woody's. And Saturday on the Vibe.
Okay, Roscoe.
All right.
Let's go.
See ya.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Well, at least he saved me from trying to re-cue this CD. I'm going to try this one more time. The only reason why I'm trying to play a CD here is because they put out this record, The Flaming Groovies Flamingo, one of my very favorite albums. They added some songs to it. And so there's this version of Eddie Cochran's Something Else, one of my favorite Eddie Cochran songs.
Where is it?
Thought I'd give it to the listening audience since it's only available in a French import. Let's try it one more time. What is with this thing? Every time you hit play, see, you hit the, you know, I'm queuing it up to
maybe
6.
Maybe the French haven't gotten CD technology down yet.
No, it's not the CD. It's this stupid thing. Every time you hit play, it goes back to 0. Well, let's just try playing something, anything.
Why don't you hit play and then take it up to 6?
Okay, we'll try that. It just goes off now. Well,
try the other CD player.
Let's just have 3 minutes of silence. Yeah, okay, there's another CD player here. Two of them, useless things. Okay, let's try it on this one. Boy, this one isn't even in English. Look at this one. How do you get up to cut one on this thing?
I don't know how to use one.
Well, that's the Vibe. The Vibe music.
Maybe Roscoe will call back.
Yeah, well. Okay, we can get up to... Okay, we can try to get to cut 6. There's no thing. There's nothing with an arrow on this to like move it up. Music skip. It's only about. This is longer than the song. Trying to get the thing on me. No, that's not. It's not cut 6. It's Oh man, this is bad. We're. What the heck?
K-Rock is bleeding.
What is that? That's what.
No, that was that Van was, Morrison.
Yeah,
Brown
that
Eyed Girl. What do you got?
That wasn't
there?
From the on the Flamin' Groovy CD. What the screw is going on here? There was a Van Morrison CD in the CD player already.
Oh, so you just put the Flamin' Groovies one on top?
I didn't know that. Anybody lose a copy of the CD?
That does not work.
I got it here. Yeah, I know that doesn't work. Who left a Van Morrison CD?
Well, actually,
CD
it
in
did
there?
Work. It played.
Wait, get your hand out of it.
I don't know what you're doing.
I know what I'm doing.
Isn't this fascinating, folks? Don't you wish you were here?
Okay, now...
Right?
No, it's not 6.
I know you're 1.
12.
Hound wishes he
was... Brian, don't do that. Get him out of here.
Wishes
somebody
he
get him out of here.
In here.
You're not...
Moment of silence for the
right.
Long playing record.
I think we finally might have gotten it.
Rolling.
The street. Here comes that girl again. Money to deal since I don't know when. But she don't touch me when I pass. She goes through the gas, pull her out of my glass. The man can't stop me from the things in my shaft. She's your fine looking man. She's something else. Hey, yeah. Lost street. Fine looking man, it's something else. Hey, yeah. Let's wait and see.
come soon as a something else. All this.
Well, I'm back in history.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. Down here. That was the vom, I guess. It was the Dinks, Nina Cockanina. I guess if you had to choose the greatest record ever made, you might as well pick that one. Because I've never actually heard one better. I heard the Novas by request with the Crusher. The person actually wanted to hear the Cramps version of it, but you know, it's their version's terrible. It's awful. Flaming Groovies. 15 minutes to cue a 2-minute song. Something else. By the way, I'd like to thank Nicholas Hill, who just called me to inform me that there is a copy of Van Morrison's TV Sheets CD in the CD player. Thanks, Nick.
Oh, after the fact.
Yeah. Before that, the Bobby Fuller for Wine, Wine, Wine recorded live with plenty of that Fender outboard reverb we love so much. Speaking of outboard reverb, I'm going to call for Where's Il Bruch? Well, folks, we've suspended him because he keeps goosing Dan in the car. And Dan's getting real uppity about it, so he'll be back in a couple of months. We'll open up with the Junior Rayman, Ace of Spades. Dig that one?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one, huh? And
I like that name, too.
Speaking of dinks, we ran into many of them this week. We've been in all kinds.
Oh, it was the time?
Yeah, remember that we were talking about Boozu last week, right? Boozu,
yeah.
Travis. So we did try to go out to see him over at the New Tramps.
Tried to see him is the key. Where should
we start? Well, first off, Boozu is great live. He is fantastic. His band is great. He's great. He sells Boozu underwear, which they were out of course. But, you know, nothing against the booze. But now let's get into who we do hold things against. First off, that New Tramps is horrible. It's like everybody in there had one of those little ponytails, you know, those offensive little geek ponytails.
Yeah, the reason why I carry an X-Acto knife.
Yeah, and, okay, another thing. So, you know, we plug in all this stuff. We definitely gave Boozu more airspace than anybody. I would have anyway. It doesn't matter. But the fact that we called, you know, could you put us on the guest list? Sure. Of course, we get there. We're not on the guest list, so they got, you know, they're going to charge us like someone else is going to plug their Boozu Travis show, right? Okay. Two strikes against them. Guys in ponytails, we don't get on the guest list. And then, oh man, this offensive little cretin, Buster Poindexter, decides to sit right by us. And then decides to invite all his even... You think a guy like this is trying to be a rock star, you know? He plops down in the front and he starts like, one of these guys has got to be this, you know, just a rude little cretin. He's got to be like the center of attention, wants to have lots of people around him. Unfortunately, unlike real rock stars who can get like... You know, coke dealers and cute girls around him. This guy has to settle for a big fat slob who smelled bad. And he gets this guy who kind of plops himself down between me and Sally and, you know, knocking our books over that we had dragged around. We're dragging around with this little slip. And really, if it wasn't for Eddie Gordetsky, God bless his soul, I didn't want to embarrass the guy. And he's a pal of Buster Poindexter's. I was really ready to put my beer bottle right through that little faggot's face. In fact, Buster, anytime... You know, David Joe Has-Been, let's go by your real name. You know, you were a jerk when you wore a dress. You were a jerk when you tried to be a regular, like, mainstream rock guy. You're really an idiot now running around with this Buster Poindexter act. Give it up. You can't sing. If you had any dignity at all, you would have committed suicide 15 years ago.
And, on stage.
And, you know, anytime you want to meet, choice of weapons, hand, you know, bare anything from bare hands to shotguns, you're just... You are a worthless piece of trash. Now that we got that out of the way.
Yeah.
And try watching the show next time.
Yeah, I mean, there's people that come out there.
No, they're not even watching this show.
Yeah, it's not like they were there to see Boozu. Yeah, they were there to, like, you know,
and then, like, picking up, you know, my stuff, like a little high school game thing.
Man, well...
I'm glad.
I mean, really,
there.
The guy is worth. I mean, the guy couldn't even make it on the Borscht Belt because he just can't sing.
Too bad it was your birthday.
Well, you know, I mean, really, but you know, it really pisses me off that those Tramps guys. You know, the guy leaves a message in my machine. You know, sure, you're on the guest list plus one, and then of course we get there when not on the guest list. Man,
well,
listen, you know, I would say don't ever bother going to that place because it's a It's a crap hole. It's a bad place. It's a bad place to see music. It's a bad place to drink. It's a bad. It's on a block that only an idiot would be there because it's like a yuppie miniature golf course, a yuppie pool hall. You know, they should just let these places go out of business. Stay home. Let, you know, or make them make their clubs better because it's insane. There's no point to it. So, anyway.
There you have it.
There
now
you have
you
it.
Know.
Yeah.
You didn't know before, you know now.
Right. So, Ixnay on the new Tramps. Definitely, Ixnay on little Buster Poindexter.
But thumbs up for the Boozmeister?
But a thumbs up for the Boozmeister. He is great. He is excellent. Maybe he'll play in a better place next time. All right, renouncements. The Willies are over at the Continental Divide tonight. I believe that's free.
Yes, I
think. Or as we call them, the Degenas. Roscoe's gang, Roscoe's new long-haired power gang with Roscoe, Warner Hodges.
Gonna be something.
Rongo from the Morels on drums. Next Friday night, Woody's with the world-famous Blue Jays. Sleepy LaBeef is at Maxwell's next Friday. Worth seeing. Well worth seeing.
Yeah, he's good live?
Oh, yeah. Next Saturday, but we'll, if we're here Saturday, we'll tell you about it. It's the A-Bones and the Raunch Hens are over at the Strip.
Oh, yeah? That should be good.
I should.
Reuniting of the musical minds.
Yeah. See if
Hammer
there's anything
and
else.
Lars.
Yeah, right. I knew that there's something else I'm supposed to go through, but I don't remember what it is. Well, there's that Chantel show. That's the 30th. That's the 30th. But if you want information on that, the 30th of June at Biazzi's Ballroom, 746-8653. Let's just do our blues hangover. What do you
Please.
Say? You've got Long John Hunter there with the. The Border Town Blues. From a guy who knows from Juarez.
Food called Quirios. No, Quirios. They don't even sell them, they just eat each other.
Mama told me. on down the line. This is Dr. Raw. You is our 11th child. You're supposed to be lucky, man.
Some strippers in Hollywood 2 months ago. One girl came out and hit some water that I had spilled on the floor where I was mixing my drink. And she hit this water when she was going into her split. And she hit that floor so hard, the people backstage shuddered when they heard the sound of her hitting this floor. Wow! Took us 45 minutes to break the suction. No kidding, you should have heard the round of applause that girl got when she said... There's a guy who was taking, you know, he went in the bar one night. He got half crocked. In fact, he was towed out. A lot of people say tow up, but that's a different expression. He was towed out off booze. He was in this bar and he had to go to the men's room. So he said, asked the bartender, he said, which way the men's room get fellas? He said, right over. He said, no, that's okay, I'll go on home. The bartender didn't want to lose his last two customers, so he told the guy, he said, look, don't go home. Go ahead and use our room there. He said, well, I've been taking salts. The bartender said, well, what the hell difference that make if you've been taking salts? He said, go ahead and use the restroom. Come on back out and drink some liquor. So the guy went inside. He came back about 15 minutes. Come back out all. Looked like 10 or 15 people had been whipping on him. He's sitting there. His hair was all messed over his head. And his glasses were twisted across his face. His clothes were disheveled. Evil. Messed up. The bartender said, well, what the hell went on with this guy? He went in the toilet there by himself, and he looked in there, man, and stuff was everywhere, all over the wall and the ceiling, on the light bulbs, up on the shaving kit, on the floor, up under the hydrant. He came back out and said, man, what kind of salt you been taking? The guy said, summer salt.
Hey, you're knocking. I hear you calling. I hear you every time you say my name. But it's no use, baby, you're calling and calling my name. No use for crying. You did the lying. You tried to cheat, baby, you're to blame. But it's no use, baby, you're crying and calling my name. I'm back my suitcase. I'm on my ticket. It won't be long enough.
back in the jungle.
Right. This is the Ham. Today's Blues Hangover. There it was. Papa Lightfoot, Wine, Women, and Whiskey. Heard Lazy Lester, I hear you knocking. Lester was the only person who came out to the show that actually did stop at the shrimp truck on the way back.
Wow,
out there on 280 West.
And ask him about that.
Yeah, well, you'll never be able to understand a word he says, because I tried to interview him and forget about it. He's mumbles. Junior Parker sitting at the bar, sending that one out to Wally and the Michael Myers, two guys who know from sitting at the bar.
Show up until like 3:30. He's jumped ship and gone up to Brownies.
Right, well, that's closer to my house, so that's Brownies. Okay with me. Dr. Ross, 1953 Jump. We open up with Long John Hunter and Border Town Blues. Yeah. Okay, it's PSA time.
Pissa
time, yeah. The Department of Energy, DOE, maintains several non-operational nuclear test sites as monuments that are actually open to the public only twice a year. This little-known fact was discovered by photographer John Staller, who spent the summer of 1989 photographing them. Working by special permission of the DOE, he visited Trinity in New Mexico, site of the first atomic blast, Frenchman's Flats in Nevada, the only above-ground test site in America, and an electromagnetic testing facility in New Mexico. Stoller was accompanied at all times by DOE personnel, encountered radioactivity at times, and frequently worked at Ground Zero. The New York Times has since reported health risks at the Nevada test site due to dangerously high levels of radioactivity. The exhibition remains on view right through today, and it's, okay, where? Lieberman and Saul Gallery in Soho. That's 155 Spring Street at West Broadway on the 5th floor. And it's open until...
6
No, I think it's open until 8.
Oh, really?
Tonight it's open until 8.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so you got a couple of hours to get over there and see this thing. There you go. And a public service announcement from The Hound and WFMU. Anyway,
be there.
You got a news story there, Dan, or should we just...
Yeah, actually, this is kind of a good... It's a little shorty from the entertainment desk, Los Angeles. Swing-era clarinetist Artie Shaw marked his 80th birthday.
Big deal.
Happy birthday, Artie. By taking a swipe at the current... No, the quote's good. At the current music scene. Now, Madonna goes out there in a jock strap, and that's called music. It isn't music, Shaw said Wednesday during a city council tribute to him.
All right, but in Madonna's offense, Artie, when decided what musical instrument to play, did decide he wanted a big black thing he can stick in his mouth. So,
you hear that, Art?
To each his own. No, I guess I haven't heard this, but Quine told me the new Madonna record is all like 20s jazz songs done as badly as can be imagined. It's like the soundtrack from Dick Tracy.
No wonder he's on her case.
Yeah. Anyway, we got a lot of records to get to. We only got 40 minutes left.
Well, you want to get to them?
Yeah, you want to get to them? Or you want to do one more news story? Or we got one real good one?
I don't know.
West Virginia one.
Well, we did that already. You were downstairs.
While you were making coffee, babe.
Let's see if we got it.
Okay.
Nah, I got to play some music.
Come on, both turntables have that nice silver and black Chess 45 labels on them.
Well, what are we waiting for?
The grind.
Listen, everybody, here's the new dance out. If you do it right, then you'll sing and shout. You can do it any place or any old time. The name of this dance is a doing the grind. Well, you a grind down, a grind down. I do the grind, oh yes, you grind down, a grind down. I do the grind, oh well, you grind on the grind down. I do the grind, oh well, you grind down, a grind down. I do the grind, just a grind down, a grind down. I do the grind, oh you grind and grind. Jitterbug and something like to bop, something like to chicken and the something Lindy Hop, something like to rap and do the old time, but you ain't done nothing till you learn how to grind. Well, you grind and grind and I do the grind just to grind and grind and we do the grind just
yes, the grind and the grind and the. I do the grind, oh yes, the grind and the grind and the. I do the grind, oh well, you grind and the grind and the. I do the grind, oh you grind. Cause now is the time when the grinding gets a good. Oh, you grind, and grind, and grind, and grind, and grind. Oh, you grind, and grind, and grind, and grind, and grind. Oh, you grind, 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 grind.
I do the grind. Tell me, I believe that is because I know how it feels. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat.
back in the States.
Hound here. That's Bo Dudley. I swear. Bo Dudley on the FM label.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my birthday present to myself. I got it from Billy Miller. Coast to Coast. Evidently, that was Bo Diddley's cousin, Bo Dudley.
Huh.
Where did the creep? The other part of my birthday present to myself. Betty Lou got a new tattoo. The Chandeliers dancing in the Congo. The Jet Tones with the Jet Tone Boogie. Stomp Gordon in the Grind. And that was that. All right, well, one last little news item. Looks like this entire little cottage industry that follows the Grateful Dead around is gone for good. The Grateful Dead have banned vending out of the, you know, outside of Dead concerts. Have you ever seen this phenomenon?
Well, no, I haven't, but I can sort of imagine it. I
guess any place that they're playing, like whenever they're playing at the Garden, there's just like this huge industry of people. Let me find some of this stuff.
Sort of like a tent city of hippies selling beaded whatever.
Well,
tie-dye stuff, burritos, that sort of thing.
Everything, you know, tie jewelry, vegetable burritos, mostly acid, tie-dyed shirts, and bootleg dead tapes, I guess.
That woman there had computer-generated psychedelic posters and bumper stickers.
Yeah, organic fried rice.
There you go.
But you know what you could have made a fortune selling at dead concerts was that A200, the lice killer. I'm not even be able to sell something to the band.
So does this mean the end of Deadheads as we know them? Is that,
hopefully.
Because that's kind of how a lot of those people...
Although on principle...
They're able to follow them around because that's what they do for a living.
But on principle, I guess it's kind of creepy because...
it is.
The reason why they stopped the vending is because, you know, these arena owners, they get a piece of the merchandising and anything sold at their big arenas.
But not from those guys.
But not from kids who are out there selling acid, no. So, you know, the quote, the dead, you know, that quote from their spokesperson was great.
Oh, yeah.
While we appreciate the support, we don't owe you a... What does it say?
We don't owe them a living or
something?
Yeah,
we don't owe them a living.
But still, the people who are going to sell acid, they're still going to be able to sell it. You know, the people that sell brown rice, I guess it's harder to conceal.
Yeah. Well, they can't set up their little carts and stands and all that. I mean, they'll have to just sort of keep it...
Well, now they're all going into legitimate businesses, like setting up in shopping malls and... that sort of thing.
I like deadhead lawyers. Would you hire a guy to defend you who was a deadhead? I wouldn't.
I bet you there's quite a few of them, too, you know.
Oh, sure. Are you kidding? New York's full of them. Anyway, we've got some more records here.
Good. What do you got?
I'm having a hard time cueing this one. George Young, You Can't Stop Me.
CD again?
No.
Can't stop the rhythm in my feet. I complete the passports of Red Hot Blues, brought to you through the courtesy of Best Meat Products from Limbaugh. Good old Starlin, Starlin, darling. Always remember by good old Starlin, because they're the finest of them all. Okay? It's all right. Right now, it's old Phillips playing Red Hot Blue, coming through WHBQ and Hotel Tisca on the magazine floor. Right? Maybelline floor. Oh, that's right. They changed the name. Maybelline floor right in good old Memphis, Tennessee. Don't forget, we've got all these good records on it. Pop a tune to 306 Poplar or 50 South Main. Right now, the whole next portion of Red Hot Blues coming through the curse of People's Furniture Company down at 310 South Main. We always welcome to buy, yes, sir, nothing but the best. This lady down there we call Grandma's been driving me crazy. I said I wish you'd get a picture of Elvis and get his autograph on it. Man, I got her one. I got a picture in Elvis's autograph. I'm telling you, man, she'd run up down Main Street showing to everybody. She's all right. Yeah, she's nice. People tell me about good old People's Furniture Company down at 310 South Main. I'm telling you, good people, you buy nothing but the best. Whether it's good news furniture, brand new furniture, any kind of furniture you want to buy, just go on down there the first chance you get and tell them old Phillips sent you. If you got an old furniture around the house, maybe you're getting a divorce, you know, or you're moving or whatever happened, you know, and you need to sell your furniture, just call them Jackson 55070, and they'll be glad to come out there and buy your furniture, or maybe you just want to trade in for brand new. It doesn't make any difference. Now, 310 South Main Street. They have a complete line of modern bedroom suits and living room suits. Living room suits complete with table lamps and one package price, and you save up to $50. New seven-piece living room group for only $15 down plus two table lamps absolutely free. Low weekly payments and monthly payments any way you want to do it. New seven-piece modern bookcase bedroom suits for only $15 down plus two table lamps absolutely free. Now, there's no can charges, no interest at all. I mean, man, when you go down there, you save nothing but money and get nothing but the best. They got a whole basement full of good used furniture. Now, it's getting summertime, you know. Maybe you want to buy some lawn furniture. I mean, man, they've got it. Whether it's brand new or good used, just go on down there and get you a wheelbar load of, get you a wheelbar load of...
Oh. Hey, racehorse.
Well, now, it's Saturday night, and I just got paid. Fool about it, but I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna tear it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna go, man.
Is anybody out there?
What's wrong with this pea-picking thing? Something wrong with it. My mic keeps going off here, Ray. Something wrong with my mic. Anybody out there on the bike? Duck. Wake up right now. We're going to wait a minute, Elvis. I got on my hat here tonight. I'm uptown by as far. I went down to old Joe Cougar tonight to record shop there about 5:30 to about 8 tonight. But Joe Cougar tonight eating a pizza pie. You better believe it. Hey, right now, you're having transmission trouble. You're ordering your guaranteed transmission. Or ring jobs, break jobs, any way you want to do it. Don't make this the old man, Mr. Mike or Mr. Fold down there, 52 South Somerville. Broadway 5, Buddy Broadway, 52188. Best guarantee of a motor money can buy. Some Plex parts. When you do, tell them Philip sent you from Red Heart and Blue.
Hold on and please.
you take my hand. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Next poster, Red Hot Blitz, let me see the courtesy. Best beer money by. They don't make that no better bar none. Good old Falstaff beer. If you can't drink it, you can freeze and eat it. That right, Diz? They see me on television, Dave Putney? Yeah, I saw you on television, Diz. You really look uptown as about as far as you can get. Well, right now, Memphis, number one beer.
Get along with me. I need it, woman.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right. Well, that just about wraps it up.
It goes so fast when it's
Jesse
wild
Knight,
out.
Nothing but money. Counting backwards, Junior Gravelly, Take My Hand. The Savoys, Slapping Rods, Leaking Oil, which reminds me, a week from tomorrow at Englishtown is the Mopar Nationals. Jack Earls, Take Me to That Place. Wilbert Harrison with Elmore James. What a meeting of the minds there, huh?
That's who that was? I
backing him up. Pretty Little Woman. Like the,
thought it might be Wilbert.
If you're going to buy one Wilbert Harrison album in your life, and you should have at
you
least one.
You should have one.
This Relic one that just came out, Kansas City, wraps up pretty much all his best, really best stuff.
Oh, yeah? Is it
yeah.
Is it only on CD or something?
No, it's only on record.
Really?
Yeah.
Where can I get it?
You know, Final Vinyl, Venus,
yeah.
Midnight, any of those places have it. Good record.
Good deal.
I'll open up with George Young, You Can't Stop Me. Anyway, I'd like to thank Miss Sally, Brian Redman of Special Weapons, the Denster.
Bye-bye.
Roscoe the Vibemeister. And the Lord, the Crick, you know, maybe next week we'll be back. Maybe we'll go away next week. Roscoe's gang and the world-famous Blue Jays at Woody's next Friday. See you there. All right, one more from Hazel Atkins. Lawrence is up next, WFMU East Orange.
Well, I got a girl named Sally Rally Rally. Sally Rally Rally. Sally Rally 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 Rally. I got a girl named Sally Rally 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 Rally. I got a girl named Sally Rally 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 Rally. Well, she does it in the morning, she's done it at night. Do it pretty, baby, do it all night. Got a gal named Sally Betty Betty. Yeah, Sally Betty Betty. Sally Betty Betty. Sally Betty 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 there. Sally Betty Betty. Sally Betty Betty. Sally Betty Betty. Woody 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 Woody. Oh, Sally Betty Betty, Sally Betty 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 Betty. Sally Betty Betty, Sally Betty Betty, Sally Betty 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 Betty. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoa, I got a girl named Sally Betty 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 Betty. Well, she's my baby, she loves me so. Come on, baby, that's rockin' all day long. Sally Betty Betty. Sally Betty Betty, Sally Betty Betty, Woody Woody Woody, Addy 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 Addy. Now pick it. Down 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 down. But she do it in the morning, she do it at night. Come on, pretty baby, and do it all night. Shoot a side about it, buddy. Shoot a side about it, buddy. Shoot a side about it, buddy. Woody, yaddy, 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 yaddy. And that's what you call the salad body, yaddy, 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 yaddy